This is the Inside Track. We're up here at the Pitside Parts open house today. Things kind of getting wound down, and we wanted to spend a few minutes here and talk with Levi Smith and Pitside Parts. Levi had a pretty good deal up here today. Had a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's good to be up here and see everybody kind of get ready to start racing season off. We had a pretty good turnout. Impressed with that.
Tell us a little bit about it's always entertaining when you got Foster here, isn't it?
Definitely. A case of beer and Foster is always a good time.
Tell us a little bit about what's going on with you, how you got to be involved with Pitside Parts, and what all you're offering racers.
Well, I kind of helped Paul when Paul first started it, and then Terry bought it off Paul, and the last year I pretty much just worked for Terry and, tried to kind of cut back on the racing to, support it, I guess. And when the opportunity came up to buy it, I was kind of like, we talked about it and decided that kind of a good route to go. And I work at CarQuest full time, and so it kind of made sense to deal with parts because that's what I do on a normal basis. And so we're pretty excited this year. We're going to be up in Oskaloosa, Iowa every Wednesday night. They haven't had a parts trailer in a long time, so that'll be a good deal for all the racers up there. Lee County Speedway will continue to be there, as you know, Terry had it in the past. Then we got 34 Raceway this year. Really excited to be going up there. And it's kind of a good deal how much this has turned out. Seems like the race season's really coming around. We bought an enclosed trailer, and we got it pretty much decked out right now. And it's got almost everything a guy would need at the local track when something breaks. So really looking forward to continuing to meet more people. I know a lot of guys as their car number, but I don't know too many of them by faces. So this kind of helps me meet and greet the racer more.
Boy, it sounds like, well, you can sure tell Foster left, can't you? Because it got quiet in here all of a sudden. It sounds like, oh, maybe he's not going. It sounds like you've been working pretty hard at getting, kind of doing both things. Sounds like you've been working pretty hard at getting things together physically. I mean, your trailer, getting everything ready to go. And it sounds like you've been working pretty hard at getting places to go and things put together.
Yeah, kind of got to say, I don't want to say we take pride in it, but we do, because we worked a lot of hours on that trailer. I mean, there was just countless nights building shelves, putting the inventory up, making sure we got the stuff that people need. And I kind of tried to get everything organized. So if a guy comes in, he can see what all he needs, what all is there. Everything's pretty much out in the open, for everybody to see. And I get off work at 6 o'clock, and I go out to my brother's house where we've been working on stuff, and I don't leave there till 9 o'clock at night. So pretty much every day is 12, 13 hours at the least. And it's really finally starting to come around and get paid off for, as far as seeing what we've accomplished, and we bought a truck that needed a motor. So we've done that, bought the trailer. And when we got it, it was just a complete bare enclosed trailer. And we've been trying to work on the race car, but that's kind of been put on the back bumper and back burner, and we've been building bumpers. And so last week and a half, we've spent building stock car modified bumpers, and that's took up quite a bit of time.
Probably takes a whole lot of planning, a whole lot of thinking, figuring out what you want to haul around and what you don't.
Two steps forward, one step back is pretty much how everything works. We started out in the trailer. We built a couple of shelves and thought, this is going to be great. And then went, we still have like 20 totes left. Where do we put this stuff? So we built more shelves. And then it's like, we still got 10 totes left. Where do we put this? And it just really, the more we got into it, it's like, wow, we have a lot of stuff. And you really don't realize how much a place has. And most of the stuff came off the bus that Terry had. So, the inventory hasn't changed a whole lot. But it's just almost overwhelming seeing how much stuff you really have when you start putting it up. And, we went up when we cleaned out the bus, and we filled up my enclosed trailer to where you couldn't even walk 2 feet inside the door. And it's like, I never realized so much stuff was in that bus until you cleaned it out.
If somebody's needing something you don't have, how long is it? I know it may just depend on what it is, but how long on average does it take to get some?
It depends what day and time they order it, but usually just a couple of days. I mean, the sooner they call, the sooner I can get it. It just depends on when they call, weekends and stuff. But most of the stuff is next day or 2 day delivery, so nothing big there. We're hooked up with Performance Bodies, JR Motorsport, All-Star. So we have a really good variety. You know, if one place don't have it, usually the other place does have it. And so they're really good to work with, and can't say enough good things about them as far as when we switch the accounts over and stuff. So our goal is just to have everything anybody would need.
What are the different ways somebody can reach you?
I'm on Facebook a lot. We have a Facebook page that I'm going to try to do a lot of updates there. Otherwise, you can give me a call on my phone number. We advertise on Heartland, so it's on there, or Facebook. Send me a text message, give me a call. It doesn't matter. If I don't answer, I'm probably busy, but I'll call you right back as soon as I can.
Well, Levi, we had a great time up here at the open house today. We thank you for being a sponsor on HeartlandMotorsports.com, and looking forward to the season with you.
I really appreciate you coming up and spending some time to give other drivers interview and talk about what everybody has planned this year. And we just really look forward to seeing everybody. I think it's going to be a really good year. It's going to be busy for sure, but that's kind of how we wanted it and decided, you know, if we're going to do it, we might as well do it right. And that's our goals is, you know, everybody, if they need something, I really hope they give me a call and see if I can help them out. You know, I mean, that's our goal is really to help a guy out.
Levi, thanks for talking with us on the Inside Track, and we wish you the best of luck this season with Pitside Parts.
All right, thanks a lot, Dave.
Thank you.